Sean Higgins. I asked Louis the question about Sean Higgins. Do you think, given the state that he's at in terms of, or the status he's at in terms of his football right now, what North Melbourne are potentially going to do, do you think if they do decide, okay, they're going to just clear the decks and, you know, we're going to go through this massive rebuild program, which means that he's probably not going to ever play in a premiership team there at North Melbourne, would you be going to them and saying, look, if you can facilitate a change for me, I would love to be able to experience success at the back end of my career?
I think it's entirely reasonable. And I think he said that as much last year when there was a lot of discussion around he and Todd Goldstein. And at that stage, the debate was whether North Melbourne needed to cut and cut pretty aggressively. And I think he took that mature approach. He said, look, I love North Melbourne and I want to stay, but I would totally understand if they came to me and said, you know, if there's an opportunity out there that works for both of us, that we'd look at it. And I think that mature attitude should prevail again at the end of this season. I would have thought there might be someone out there, but I guess in the end it would depend what they get for him, and because they're losing a star and they're losing a leader who's been there for a long time, who's invested in that footy club for a long time, but they'd want to make sure that it works for them as well as for him.
That's right. They free up some salary cap space as well for maybe going after a younger player, you know, like somebody maybe between 20 and 25 that's going to be there for the longer journey. What about, would you extend that to Todd Goldstein as well?
What have they got? The Ruckman... So Sean Higgins is one of probably 6, 8, 10 or 12 that can run through the midfield. Now, albeit he's at the pointy end. Todd Goldstein would be one of 3, I suppose, they're carrying on their list at the moment. So I think that's a slightly different conversation. But again, if a deal was put in front of them that was too good to refuse, then I reckon both them and Goldstein would look at it.